Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, Sunday, December 20th, 2009. We are going to have open phones throughout the two-hour Sunday transmission against tyranny. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. Any subject or issue you wish to discuss, though I would hope that listeners would like to talk about our great victory, almost a complete victory, over the establishment of global government in Copenhagen, what the UN hailed as the most important meeting in their history. That is coming up later in the first hour. The first issue I want to get into after this first quick break is government health care. The Democrats say that they have the votes in the Senate and that by Christmas it will pass the Senate. It will then go into a conference between the House and Senate. And it looks right now like they are probably going to be able to pass it early in the new year because the House has already passed it. The Senate's passed their version. The two committees and the House and Senate have to get together. It's not 100%. But it is looking pretty bad. Now, remember, the globalists said that they were going to get their Copenhagen Treaty, and they didn't. They like to, like the Borg, say resistance is futile, this is a done deal, it's going to happen. And I stated here on air that I believe that was hype and that we had a chance to beat it. And we did have a partial victory, not a complete victory. On this front, they're probably going to win. But when the Congress changes in a year, some of the more unconstitutional provisions, like jail time if you don't have insurance, will probably be stripped out. And it does have abortion provisions in it. It does have a lot of other really bad things in it. But some of the other unconstitutional sections have been stripped, reportedly. Though the Democrats behind closed doors, that's another major scandal, are not letting the full final version go public. They have one that they released a few weeks ago, but they're saying, well, we've changed one behind closed doors, so we're not really letting you know what's in it. So for all we know, those bad provisions may go back in. Things are so deceptive. And, of course, the Republicans do this as well when they're in power. All of this is unconstitutional. So we're going to break down all the subtle intricacies of this when we come back after this quick break. Also, there is some banking and economic news and some police state news. This story came out a few days ago in the London Guardian, and it deals with the fact that the Indian government is saying the main terror suspect from the Mumbai massacre, where people were running around in the city center machine gunning people and throwing hand grenades at folks, that they were double agents working for Western intelligence. We, of course, told you that almost a year ago when the Mumbai event took place. So that is coming up today because now the police are saying, look for a Mumbai-style terror attack on the city of London. And, of course, that will be used to enslave the people of Britain even more. So we'll be breaking that down as well today. The toll-free number to join us again is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, or if you're a local listener, 512-646-1776. Of course, our websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. This is our, next to last Sunday show of 2009. Hard to believe that 2009 was almost elapsed. It's just really hard to believe. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us on this 20th day of December 2009 on this Sunday edition. I want to get into the almost complete failure of the IMF and World Bank and United Nations to establish their own private world government for taxation purposes. They've been building the foundation of this system for a long time, and the head of the European Union, the head of the UN, and many others on national and international television have said 2009 is the first year of the establishment of global government. And I would say that's true. It's also the year when people finally woke up en masse against this tyranny and stopped denying that world government is being established. Tyrannical world government is being set up. And it's the first year people really are awakening and fighting it in large numbers. The minute they uncloaked themselves and really revealed their program, and the minute they actually tried to pass these treaties that stated that they were setting up a dictatorial world government, the resistance has begun to mount and explode. So that is coming up. I want to break that down coming up later in the hour. Of course, we're also going to have open phones, 888-201-2244. Again, we're live on this Sunday edition. It is the 20th day of December, 2009. All right. Kurt Nemo's got a very informative story up on Infowars.com breaking down the facts. Government health care, the next step on the road to tyranny and slavery. Here is the Washington Post today. Deal on health bill is reached. Bill on health bill is reached, the Democrats are saying. We'll go over that, and I'll give you my take on whether or not I believe that's true. You can make up your own decision. I tend to believe them that they're going to be able to pass it in the Senate in the next 5 to 6 days, and then on to the conference committee with the House, who's already passed the bill, and it should be on Obama's desk in the next 2 to 3 weeks. This is a horrible, devastating blow against freedom, the free market, independence. The GOP is threatening a readathon to slow the health care bill in the Senate, but that will only take about 8 hours to read the 2,000-page bill, so they can stall it, but not forever. Plus, the Republicans really, at certain levels, want it to pass because it'll be so politically devastating for the Democrats. But they don't care. They've been bought off by their special interest. They'll just go get jobs with the insurance companies that wrote this bill and hand power back to the Republican cohorts. So that is coming up as well. Really, the most important article dealing with all of this is a story that we have up on Infowars.com from Op-Ed News. And they have the official S&P 500 and other major stock market indexes there. And the headline on the article is, Health Insurance Company Stock Prices Say It All. Again, if you want to look this article up, Health Insurance Company Stock Prices Say It All. And it shows how health insurance stocks are all way up, record highs. Now, why is that? When a lot of other health stocks are down. Because it's the insurance companies that wrote this bill. Now, the establishment propaganda angle that has been pushed on everyone over and over and over again is that the insurance companies, the greedy banks that own them, are against government Obamacare. When if you go read what their lobbyists are saying on Capitol Hill in the Congressional Record, they wrote the bill and only threatened to pull out of support of it 2 months ago when the provisions for 5 years in prison, $250,000 fine if you don't buy insurance, were going to be stripped because of how unpopular those are. Dennis Kucinich, who is a real socialist, I don't agree with socialism, but if you're going to be a socialist, really be one, has said he's against this bill because, quote, it is a huge boondoggle, a bailout for the insurance companies. And now Howard Dean is being honest about this and says he may even get somebody to run against Obama in 3 years. Here's the headline from the Washington Post, healthcare bill wouldn't bring real reform. And he goes on to state that, again, he's a socialist. He wants to take money from one group of people and give it to another. That's robbery, and that makes people dependent. And anytime you have big government, corruption always comes in. And anytime you have socialism, it never ends up getting to the people. Case in point, real socialists are going, actually, we're not for this bill now. Because the bill is a ripoff. $41 billion cuts in Medicaid. Depending on which version of the bill we look at, 30 to 60, there's different versions, 31, 62 billion cut out of other healthcare areas. They raise your taxes, take more money out of your check, put you in jail if you don't get insurance. This is in the bill, the current version, the one they're saying that isn't that bad. There have been other versions, even worse. They're raising taxes but are going to cut your healthcare. Now, how does that work? It's just like Dutch Royal Shell, ExxonMobil, BP, when you go to a smart growth conference or you go to a UN climate change conference and you look at their publications, literally half the ads in environmental magazines are oil companies. And I tracked it back. The majority stockholder in Occidental Petroleum, one of the largest, it's a top 20 oil company, is owned by Al Gore. He's involved specifically cutting down rainforest. So is Maurice Strong, the big UN chieftain, when he's not ripping people off for oil for food programs with the UN. And they, on record, are behind the Copenhagen, Denmark global tax, which would be run, we now have the official treaty that they were unable to ram through, thank God, that says the IMF and World Bank will now act as the global government and they will tax you and they will arbitrarily, with an unelected board, decide how they're going to tax you. Now, think about that. Think about that for a long time. So oil companies and banks that own them predominantly are behind the fake environmentalism. And then the insurance companies, mainly medical, themselves subsidiaries of large central banks, they are behind the healthcare reform. In fact, here's a graph right here. This is just one of the graphs. That's from Yahoo Finance. That's one of the big stock market indexes. Look at the all-time highs. And as soon as it came out in the last 2 weeks that they were going to be able to pass this bill, the way it's written, look at what happened. For people that are watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv, we simulcast on the radio, for those that don't know, at PrisonPlanet.tv. That's a full television program here, so we can actually show the articles and documents. And you can go through every major stock index that we have linked in this article at Op-Ed News, health insurance company stock prices say it all. They are behind it. This is a ripoff. Look, you have a banker bailout 14 months ago in last October, October 3rd. $700 billion revolving door of credit. They've gone to that window to the tune of $23.7 trillion. And those numbers are 4 months old. They haven't released the numbers in 4 months. $23.7 trillion pumped out there to the private banks. That's more than double the GDP of the country in less than a year. And October 3rd, they said, we have to have this bailout or the banks will fail. We'll have a depression. And Paulson told Congress we'll have martial law. That's on record. Okay. Then October 4th, on Saturday, they say we're not going to spend it on mortgages to unfreeze that market, and we're not going to say where the money went. So, see, they tell you the banker bailout is to help you. Day one, it's a bait and switch. They tell you it's environmental rules. Even if you believe that our carbon dioxide's bad, it's a scam, a global tax, nothing to do with carbon dioxide. And it's the same thing with the insurance. It's written by the insurance companies.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
The point I was trying to make before we slam into the break is this. Our government and most of the major governments of the planet are controlled by offshore central banks who control the issuance of currency and credit. They have unlimited fiat currency that they can produce in the form of loans, and so of course they've taken over the planet, and they control our government, and whether you have Democrats in or Republicans in, it doesn't matter. Any major legislation that passes is going to be a scam. It doesn't matter if it's at the UN global government level with the Copenhagen greenhouse gas tax system. It doesn't matter if it's the banker bailout. It doesn't matter if it's government-run health care. It doesn't matter what issue it is. It's going to be a ripoff. Even if you are a socialist or a communist and you want, quote, free health care, i.e. steal somebody else's money for yourself, even if you believe that's moral and good, you have to be against the health care bill because it's nothing but a cutting of services and the quality of services. Again, Obama, in this bill, raises a host of new taxes, something he promised not to do. He only said he'd raise taxes on people making over $125,000 a year. Before you email me and say it was a quarter million, that was in households, a man and woman. It's individuals over $125,000. So before you get suckered into this, you should read the legislation and understand Dennis Kucinich, Howard Dean, they're all against this legislation. And why? They've now had a chance to read the bill. They raise your taxes, but then give you less services. Yes, there's 25, 30 million people who will now supposedly get some free health care. But working class people, middle class, everybody will now have 2.5 to 5% of their paycheck taken out on top of Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, on top of the regular withholding. Your employers have to match that, and then you have to separately go buy your own insurance, and if you don't, it's huge fines, and then 5 years in prison, and then $250,000 fines. A total scam, and the federal government comes in with the HMOs and insurance companies and gives them liability protection, just like they gave 30-something years ago liability protection for drug makers who make dangerous vaccines. You know, you can't sue vaccine makers when you get brain damaged or sterilized or get cancer from a vaccine. There's a federal vaccine damage fund set up in the 1970s, and they quietly pay you off. You can't go through the regular courts. Well, that's the new system here, where the government decides what tests you can get, where the government decides what surgeries you can get. And see, the insurance companies have already done this with what they call capitation. And they do it in dentistry, they do it in MD work, in hospital work, across the medical field. They have hospitals and dental offices that are just capitation. And they put people in these big pools of HMOs where you get a lower standard of care. Because big deals are made with those medical institutions and the insurance companies to basically just take on a group of contracts and provide care, but at a lower standard. And so that's all that's happening here. We had the best health care in the world, some of the most inexpensive health care in the world just 40 years ago. But government dumped trillions of dollars in, partially subsidizing through socialism, and the more money they dumped in to the system, the more waste, the more corruption. And the insurance companies and banks and big medical firms lobbied for this. So all you so-called Democrats and liberals, you got suckered again. And that's why this bill is probably going to pass, because the establishment wants it. The lobbyists across the board want it. And that's why in the last 2 weeks, as it became more and more of a sure thing, the government takeover of healthcare was going to become a reality. That's why the stock prices of these companies have exploded. They have absolutely exploded because now the insurance companies are going to have a law in place where people are going to go to jail. People are going to have their checks withheld. See, they have all these good excuses for this. Oh, we keep money out of your check now for child support. Oh, we keep money out of your check now for fines and fees and tickets or DWIs you have. Oh, the IRS just takes money out of your check. See, everything is going to be about garnishing your wages. And under the new system, they're going to garnish your wages under the environmental rules they're passing. They're going to garnish your wages under the expansion of socialized health care. They're going to garnish your wages for anything and everything. Oh, you get more than three tickets in 2 years in most states. The feds push for this under international treaties. Oh, now you've got points on your license. It's going to cost more. Everything is about imposing taxes and fees and regulations on everyone to bankrupt society. Government and the big monolithic corporations that control them want you bankrupt. They want you destitute because then you'll go on the government dole and that will run up even greater debts to the private banks that created this money literally out of nothing. And this is how the scam works. This is how the fraud works. Any big pool of money that gets created and sucked out of the taxpayer is never going to be sent to the people, even if you believe in wealth redistribution. In every case, in communist China and Fidel's Cuba and Hitler's Germany, that you have a command and control government that has high taxes and regulations, the money gets stolen and given to the kingpins that run the society. That is the simple laws of how government and these systems operate. So, continuing here with this information, key article, again, at Op-Ed News, we have it linked up at Infowars.com. Health insurance company stock prices say it all. If you want to know how the insurance companies are viewing the legislation, just follow their stock prices. Care for America Act in November, H.R. 3962, would put the government in the role of accelerating the privatization of health care. In H.R. 3962, the government is requiring at least 21 million Americans to buy private health insurance from the very industry that causes costs to be so high, which will result in at least a $70 billion in new annual revenue, much of which is coming from taxpayers. This inevitably, see, it's a tax to them, and the government's going to take money out of your check. That's double tax. That's what the New World Order is. It's where private corporations use government and force you to pay them through government. This inevitably will lead to even more cost, more subsidies, and higher profits for insurance companies, a bailout under Blue Cross. Now, that's what Dennis Kucinich said about H.R. 3962, the congressman, who is an avowed socialist. The other day, Dylan Radigan on MSNBC was giving Representative Wasserman Schultz a hard time about the health care package. He disputed her contention that the bill was a big win for consumers. He wanted to know why the stock prices for big insurers, and it goes through the names, shot up as if it was a big, if it was such a big loss for them. Unfortunately, he was so exercised on the point, he didn't even give us and his guests a chance to address the question. This is an important question. And then they go through it. But the larger issue is I've read the Wall Street Journal with the head lobbyist for the consortium for insurance companies saying, we want this bill. We wrote this bill. We'll be right back after this quick break, and we'll get into your phone calls. Then I'm going to get into what really happened at Copenhagen. Stay with us.
Attention. The number of the poison population is approaching 200 million in the U.S. Do not believe the official census numbers. The 200 million correlates to those who have been methodically, intentionally poisoned, identified by the blood types of A, B, and O. These blood types have damaged DNA and immune systems due to unbalanced blood pH levels brought about by slow poisoning over generations. Type AB is the healthy and poisoned blood type with neutral pH and normal DNA and immune function. Calculate their number, for it is 666. That is 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S. They proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ. Now their time has come, their day of punishment, and all that is written. The number of the mounted troops is 200 million. Estimated time of arrival, 21st through the 27th of December 2009. For more information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. Poisoning of mankind, blood types, evolution theory, Global Warming, Shroud of Turin, and Illuminati.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, what I'm going to do right now is go to your phone calls, and then coming up, I did a special video release, a 10-minute analysis that's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm going to play that here. It's just 10 minutes long. Coming up at the end of this hour or at the start of the next hour, I'm not sure yet. Title, Copenhagen Births World Government Framework Despite Fallout Over Science Fraud. And a lot of people are confused. They're saying, what exactly happened at Copenhagen? Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, the head of the IPCC, and others said this will be the establishment of world government, a global treaty, global taxes. The media is saying it's a complete failure. It's close to a complete failure, but not totally. So that is coming up. But I want to salute everybody that's been fighting against this fraud because the momentum has now shifted towards folks that are telling the truth and exposing the fact that this is just another tax. But the first major tax administered, run, enforced, paid directly to the private IMF and World Bank. So that is coming up. Also, I went and saw last night the James Cameron's new $500 million Avatar, and I can now give you my review of it. I had read reviews of the film before I saw it, and no one seemed to talk about what the film was really about. Just like reviews for The Watchmen didn't seem to understand what the film was all about. The Watchmen, huge hit film, was openly about global government and how this elite group stages terror attacks as a pretext to bring the world together, and how staging terror attacks are good. I mean, a two-year-old can tell that's what the movie's about. That's how the movie ends. And they spell it out in the film. And when I walked out of the movie 6 months ago or whenever it was out in theaters earlier this year, everyone was saying, what was that about? I didn't understand that. What is the blind spot in the population? When I walked out of Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, I was listening to people. And they were saying, I didn't understand that movie. Well, I mean, what didn't you understand? Senator Palpatine is staging terror attacks against himself as a pretext to take the people's rights away. I've had national news reporters ask me over and over again, well, why would governments want to stage terror attacks? And I said, well, why did Hitler, February 27th, 1933, you know, this is nonfiction, stage a terror attack and blow up the Capitol, the Reichstag? He did it to set up a police state to say, oh, I've got to take your rights to stop whoever blew up the Capitol because of the newsreel images of the Capitol on fire. Why did Hitler stage an attack on his own military base in 1939 at Gleiwitz, now declassified, as a pretext to attack Poland? The Germans didn't just get up one day and say, Heil Hitler, let's attack Poland for no reason. Hitler blew up his own military base. I mean, people don't understand The Watchmen. They don't understand Revenge of the Sith. They don't understand Hitler. They don't understand, well, why would the government, okay, Alex, I know it's declassified now that LBJ staged the attack in the Gulf of Tonkin on our ships. Why would he do that? You frame someone so you get to launch a war. What is it you don't understand about that? That's now declassified. All right, I'm now digressing, but I'm getting off into false flag terror, but that's not what Avatar is all about. It has nothing to do with false flag. It's just that I couldn't believe when I walked out of the theater, people were saying I didn't get that movie. I didn't understand that movie. And I can't believe that none of the reviews I read, and then after I saw the film, I Googled terms last night and this morning that would properly review the film, and no one got it. And I'm not that smart, folks. I don't know how someone wouldn't get the message of Avatar when the whole film was propaganda. The whole film was brainwashing directly from the United Nations. So coming up near the end of the show, I'm going to play the trailer for Avatar here and give my review of it. I have really lost any respect I had for James Cameron. I think the guy means well with his propaganda, but just really a shame. And everybody in there being indoctrinated, the theater full of children. I wouldn't have taken my children if I would have had any idea what type of propaganda this was. I did take my two older children to it, and which was a mistake. I would not take your children to see this movie. And I would not take the weak-minded to see this movie, because it is certainly brainwashing. Okay, so I'm going to get into Copenhagen, then Avatar coming up. Right now, let's start going to your phone calls. Let's talk to Henry in Canada. Henry, thanks for holding her on the air.
You're a weasel, Mr. Gore, with a sprained Achilles heel. Your scientific practice is to club cactuses with fields, Mr. Gore. You're another banker using fear for greasing the wheel.
You're a liar, Mr. Gore. You say the penguins can't swim.
Henry,
I can't take much more of this.
Mr. Gore.
If you want to find the full song for that, you can go to webstarts.com/tailypo. T-A-I-L.
Henry, just send me a link and maybe I'll post it. But okay. What else is on your mind today?
Well, I actually disagreed with you about something. I had a lot on my mind about Copenhagen. I'm a very concerned citizen about that right now. And I'd like to go over there and shout at some of those greeny weenies and tell them the big oil companies wrote the stinking bill.
Well, what do you disagree with then? I agree with you. That's a fact.
I had a question about internet censorship. I can't really conceive how the big Comtech fat cats or how the now local NSA would be able to alter it so that people could not publish or view certain ideas freely. I'd like to know how they're going to do that without people realizing that.
Okay, Henry, I appreciate your call. Let me try to quickly answer that. In fact, I actually have it in my stack here, an article by Steve Watson, Death of the Internet, Censorship, Bills in UK, Australia, U.S. Administration to Block Undesirable Websites. Okay, and I actually contributed to this article with Steve. Australia has announced Chinese-style net censorship. The government has ordered ISPs in the last year to install government indexes, government-produced indexes, that block thousands of websites, and they can add any new websites they wish. How do you think China blocks most Western websites? How do you think Iran blocks many websites? How do you think Libya blocks websites? How do you think other tyrannies block websites? Okay? They have filtering systems. Now, the NSA is establishing, nine different bases that will not just block information and run the blocking and make sure that ISPs are complying, but that will also snoop on everything you're doing. They're already doing it, but they're beefing up their capability to spy on even more people. I mean, I don't understand what you're talking about, sir. There's many different forms of censorship. There's also big databases that are being sold by so-called internet security companies to colleges, to wireless networks, to high schools, to libraries, where they block literally hundreds of thousands of sites. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, for more than a decade, we've confirmed report after report of our websites blocked. In England, the government in their major cities, and this has been in the news, blocks hundreds of thousands of websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, among them, that has been in mainstream news. And so they start offering all this, quote, free bandwidth, free broadband, but then they install blockers in there. And so that's, I mean, look, I don't want to not get to the other callers, so I can't go into a 10-hour rant on this, but perhaps in the future I should do a whole hour or maybe a whole two-hour Sunday show just on this. They also want to start making you log in with your identity to serve. They want to start taxing the web more. There's a lot of ways they control this, but it's already done in China. Now England and Australia is adopting it. Canada's looking at it, and so is the U.S.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are live Sunday, December 20th, 2009. We're not just on the radio, we're also simulcasting via web television at prisonplanet.tv. And for folks watching us, we can zoom in on the document cam right here. Australia to implement mandatory internet censorship, October 29th, 2008. This is just the first thing we pulled up when we Googled Australia Chinese-style censorship. They have since implemented this last week. This is now in force. This is an article from a year ago, a year and 2 months. Okay, here's another one. Australia to enforce mandatory Chinese-style internet censorship. There's another headline. Okay, so that is the reality. And I got a caller calling in who disagrees with me and thinks I'm just making that up. Have you not heard that Canada and England are announcing that they are going to put the same system in? You won't be able to get Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We are in these databases. We are blocked. Their government says it will be politically incorrect information in Australia that's blocked. They're in the process of blocking our sites. We're already blocked on government wireless networks they, quote, give to the public free, the taxpayers paid for. This is already going on. Stop living in denial. Okay? I know it's hard to believe this is happening, but it is going on. Paul in England, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing? Listen, I know you've been talking about Copenhagen a lot today, but my question is a more general question. I've kind of like got my eyes open to this recently, been watching things like Zeitgeist and the Fall of the Republic and the Obama deception. And what I don't understand is I know that Ben Bernanke was appointed under the Bush administration. Is that correct?
Yes.
Correct, yeah?
Yes.
And then he's been reappointed under Obama for another 4 years, correct?
Yes.
Right, but what I don't understand is, I don't understand how the president and the government is appointing these guys when the Federal Reserve is a private company.
Let me explain. The board represents a private consortium of banks, and the Federal Reserve is in the White Pages under business, chartered in 1913. Now, by an act of Congress. Now, the chairman of the Fed is appointed by the president, and then the Congress has to approve them. The Senate has to approve them, to be specific, just like previously high-level officers had to be approved by the Congress. More and more, they just forego that.
So it has to be, is that because of the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 that ties them up that way?
Yes. That's why some people call it a quasi-governmental. But it doesn't matter, because look at Nixon on up to Obama today. They have all been complete servants of the Federal Reserve. And if you look at their cabinets, if you look at who they appoint to Treasury Secretary, it's a revolving door of private shareholders of the Federal Reserve. That's like Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan have more than half of the federal regulators, and more than that number, the vast majority of high-level people in government are former CEOs, former vice presidents, former presidents, and so it's a revolving door of bankers running the government.
Right, okay. I think I understand more now, yeah. And he was also, I noticed yesterday, he was voted Time Magazine Man of the Year.
Very sick, Paul. Good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Jesse in Alabama. Jesse, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing? God bless you for the work you're doing. And I've turned hundreds of people on to your program. What I want to know is, in this Obamacare legislation, what kind of anti-gun legislation is he going to be trying to pass as far as diagnoses? And when is he going to try to implement these? Are these going to be in part of that bill, and what other anti-gun legislation is coming down the pike? Can you tell me?
Okay, I'm going to let you go and answer that question, Jesse. That's a big question. Here's the problem. There have been more than 10 versions. I mean, last week I wanted to know the number of versions, and I wasn't sure, so I went and spent about 30 minutes. There's been more than 10 versions. And then the latest version the public's being told about is bad enough. 5 years in prison, $250,000 fines if you don't get insurance, taking part of your paycheck out on top of it, giving liability protection to insurance companies, HMOs, and hospitals, lowering the standard of care, cutting Medicare, cutting Medicaid, while raising taxes. See, more taxes, less service. But a lot of people are saying, is it in the bill, because it's been in previous health care bills, to have gun control in there? No. There are a bunch of gun control bills that have been introduced in the last 11 months that Obama's been in office. Some of them are in committee. None of them have gotten out of committee. So there's not a big danger right now. Instead, how Obama's going after guns is the feds are financing states to pass anti-Second Amendment victim disarmament legislation. Schwarzenegger signed a bill, 2 months ago, where you've got a thumbprint and register to buy ammo in California now. Other states are implementing that as well, and it was all federally funded. In some cases, the UN comes in and gives money under UNIDIR. That's the name of their UN lobbying arm that does that. No, there isn't any gun control in the versions we've seen. I have articles here in my stack today on health care. I'm sure you've seen it on the news. I've seen it quite a few places myself. Where people are complaining they can't see the final version. We have this version they put out 2 weeks ago, and now they've got another version that they're making deals on in the Senate, and the Republican leadership hasn't even been allowed to see it. Kind of like the House version of the greenhouse gas taxes. Thousands of pages long. No one was allowed to see it until they went to a vote. And then the House voted to pass it. It's now in the Senate. No one was allowed to read it. And when we finally got it, it was worse than previous bills. I mean, to describe it took hours on air. Just federal inspections of your home, no due process. Arbitrary inspectors outside the courts can put multi-thousand-dollar fines per day on your home. Federal zoning laws, huge 20% plus taxes on all fossil fuels. I mean, just hundreds and hundreds of things. I cover it in my film Fall of the Republic. Just 10 or 15 or so. I don't have the number. A whole bunch of just the most horrible things. And I have clips of C-SPAN where after they passed it, it was read out in committee. So I have it directly from Congress. Those lazy people won't go actually read the bill, so you can just watch the congressman read from the bill. So, I mean, it's in the film. It's so horrible. I mean, I just wish that there was a way to stop this. The good news is we beat Copenhagen, I'd say 90% to put a dead reckoning number on it. But next hour, when we start the next hour, I'm going to get into exactly what's happening there. Let's go to some more calls. Let's talk to Teresa in Georgia. Teresa, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you.
First time calling. I've been listening to you for about 2 years now. Love your show. I love your energy, your passion. It feels like someone's out there. It feels like if I can't be out there giving my voice, you are. I feel like you're my voice that I want to hear.
Well, thank you, Teresa. A lot of people get upset by the fact that I'm angry. But if I looked out my back door and watched somebody taking my outside table and chairs away, I'd run out and say, what are you doing? Well, my freedom is being taken. My children's future is being taken. We're going into a collectivist command and control tyranny, and so that's why I'm upset. But a lot of people say, oh, we're glad you're out there. I'm here to get people taking action, to get people to stand up. Just having Alex Jones out there yelling and screaming isn't going to do it. But go ahead, Teresa.
Oh, I know. But I wanted to ask you a question, and this is for me, answering me, because it's personal to me. I listened to you, and I did have a disagreement with Jesse Ventura that he is he believes in evolutionism. And from listening to you, I believe, and that's where I'm wanting to know if I'm wrong, that you believe in creationism.
Okay, ma'am, here's the deal. I don't get into football issues, Teresa, and I appreciate your call. I'm going to try to answer this in the minute I have left. The evolutionists are really eugenicists, and they believe in social Darwinism. Guys, print me the definition of social Darwinism. I mean, to paraphrase social Darwinism is where the elite says we can kill and murder whoever we want because we're in control. We are carrying out an evolutionary job to dominate and slaughter people, just like a T-Rex would, you know, go out and dominate less powerful dinosaurs. And so no matter how much evil we do, we're adding to the evolutionary development of humankind. So that's why I'm against evolution. But that doesn't mean that I then buy into... It's a very complex issue. Let me cover it when we come back. It's just too hard to answer. It's a very complex issue. And we'll return in just a few minutes. And the news is coming up as well for some stations. Stay with us.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.